The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yivam Staf Pedalad. The Gemara at the bottom of the Beis brings a klal. Omer Rav Yudah Marav, V'chein Tanad Rav Bishmol, Ish Oy Isha Ki Yasa Mikol Chatoi Sa'odam, Hish V'hakosav Isha L'ish L'chol Einshin Shebetayra. There's a klal that Gabi Einshin, Gabi Mitzis Loisa say, an Isha is Moteris, just like an Ish, and she has the same Einish. That's the klal that the Gemara says. The Rambam brings this to Halacha in Perek Yud Zayin, Milchus Yisuri Bia, Halacha Hay. Earlier, the Rambam is discussing the Yisurei Kohuna, Yisurim that a Kohen Hedit and a Kohen Gadol, those he's not allowed to marry, Grusha, Zayinu, V'chalala, by a Kohen Hedit, and Almana by a Kohen Gadol. And if he discusses this few halachas, and Halacha Hay, he says, V'chal Makam Shehu Laika, in any case where the Baal, Baal is Laika, he Laika. She, the Isha, is also Laika. So besides that exception, Dr. Rambam, and Isha has the same halacha as the Ish, that she has the same Einish, she has Malkus. L'chayra, this is very shver, because it's true that the Gemara says this klal, as we saw before. But the Rambam is applying it over here by Isuri Bia. By Isuri Bia, we know that there is a difference between the Ish and the Isha, like the Gemara says, Ksubis of Gilom and Beis, and in other places, Isha Karka Olam. Isha is considered that it's Ein B'Maisa, like Rashi explains. So if she didn't do a Maisa, so the klal is it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa. Lav Shein B'Maisa, Ein Leikon Olav. So how can the Rambam say that the Isha has the same halacha as the Ish, that she gets Malkus? It's true that theoretically she has the same halacha. Lu Yitzuya, she would do a Maisa, she would be like her. It's not due to the fact that she's an Isha that she has a Ptur, just by Metzias. The Maisa, like the Gemara says, Isha Karka Olam. So Mimela it's not Shaykh, or at least in most cases the Stom and the Mil says, like the Gemara says, Kaka Ilam. So Mimela it's a Lav Shem in like a. So maybe we could say a Teret, but that if you do the Gemara Mishnah in Perek Yud Gimel as a Sirus Halacha Beis. So long Magen Mishnah, and at the end the Magen Mishnah says Svar Ve'efshar Hayadi Loimar Shekol Lav She'i Efshar By Maisa Ela Dibur. The whole discussion over here is about chasima leisachsam sharbedishay. If chasima bekoil is considered a ma'isa or not, if it's malchus or not. So the Magen Mishnah says a svara that a lav that the only ma'isa that's shayach is dibur. So we say ein hadibur kari ma'isa. Dibur is not considered ma'isa, and therefore there's no malchus. Avol chasima kimin sheyeshna b'ma'isa gomri. So since it's shayach with a real ma'isa, not dibur, but a regular ma'isa, afa chasima bekoil ikam ma'isa. So therefore we consider chasima bekoil also as a ma'isa. He says Tzarchlus Yashav is a Besugis Talmud. Sounds like he's mistapic about it. But Akhopanim Magamisha says a Svara that a lav which is Shayach to do with a Maisa, you would be Chayav even without a Maisa. So Melo, maybe we could say the same thing over here. Since it's Meshkachas law for the Isha to the Oiver with a Maisa, even though in this particular case she didn't do a Maisa, maybe in most cases she didn't do a Maisa. But since it's Shayach Halidei Maisa, Dr. Magen Mishnah, so she would be like even without a Maisa. In other words, the Lav which is Shayach Halidei Maisa is Malkus even without a Maisa. Lav Shein Be Maisa in Leikon Olav means a Lav that's not Shayach with a Maisa. Okay. That would maybe be a Teretz. However, before we use this Magen Mishnah to be Miyash of anything, there's a big kasha on the Magen Mishnah himself, which we need to deal with. And that is that the Rambam in Chometz U'Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, says as follows. Talking here about Baal Yeron, this is what he says. Ein ei like mishum la yirov la yimotzi elam kein kono chometz bepesach. A chimtzai kedei shayasa by maisa. Dr. Rambam, that to be like for Baal Yeron, Baal Yimotzi on Pesach, you have to do a maisa. Either you bought the chometz on Pesach, or you were mechametz, you created the chometz. Aval im hayu lai chometz kaidim on Pesach, but somebody had chometz from before. Uba ha Pesach, ulai biyara, yalai nichai b'shusa, you weren't mevar, you chometz, you just kept it. Aval pisha ova al shnei lav, and even though you are oiva Baal Yeron, Baal Yimotzi, ein ei like min hatayr mepnei shat loy osa by maisa. Dr. Rambam, since you did not do a maisa, you are not like. So what do you see here in the Rambam? The Rambam is saying very clearly that Lav Shein Be Maisa applies even in a Lav that it's shayach a maisa. So it depends. If you did a maisa, it's considered yesh by maisa, and you like it. If you did not do a maisa, it's lav shayach by maisa, and ve'en like an olive. As they stated klar in the Rambam. So how could the Magen Mishnah and Schira say that chasima b'koil, since it's shayach al yedei a maisa, so mele you're chayav even without a maisa? Mamish k'neged the Rambam. So Muslim Zogon, you have to say that the Magen Mishnah is not saying a klal that when it's shayach al yedei maisa, you like even without a maisa. That's not what he's saying. He's saying dafka over there by chasima b'koil, because there is a maisa zutu. There's a shtigl maisa of akimis v'sayim. Navos, it's not a maisa chashuva. It's not a chashuva maisa. So mele we would say it's a lavshem maisa. But zok the Magen Mishnah heyoyis, it's shayach al yedei maisa. Dahinu a maisa chashuva al yedei maisa biyadayim. Mele, even if you did a maisa zuta ba'alma, just like kimis v'sayim of dibor, that's also considered a maisa. Be'emes my din aloch that I don't really understand the svara. Why should it make a difference? Monoshach, either it is a maisa or it's not a maisa. What's this new gather maisa zuta? I don't have a clear answer this, but the emphasis is that the lashon of the Magen Mishnah is really mashmal like this. The Magen Mishnah over there in Tzchir is because he says chasim o kimet sheyeshna b'maisa gomer. Why did he say maisa gomer? He should just say maisa. Elamai, because this is also a maisa. The chasim is also the dibur is also a shtickle maisa, but it's not maisa gomer. So he says chasim o kimet sheyeshna b'maisa gomer. Afa chasim o b'koil he kim maisa. He doesn't say Af Chasima B'Koil is Chayiv, even though it's not a Maisa. Because if it would not be a Maisa, that would be like Chometz, and you would talk about Potter. The Magen Mishnah knew that. He's coming to be Mechadish, a Nayavar, that is something called a Maisa Zuta, a Shtikl Maisa. And that Shtikl Maisa, the Kleina Maisa, we say that the Mokum that is Shayach Al Yidei, a Maisa Gomer. So we say you would also be Chayiv Al Yidei, a Maisa Zuta. It's mashma in the Magen Mishnah alone like this word, and I saw that the Neidim Yehuda Taka says this pshat to this Yishuv on the Kasha. It's in the Neidim Yehuda Tinyana or Chaim Simon Ayin Vav. Okay, that's b'chayr what you have to say to the Miyashiv, the Magen Mishnah and Schiris with the Rambam and Chometz Matzah. Akoponim Nafsal and Yenenu Lagabi our Rambam. So we're not going to have a Yishuv anymore, because if Karka Olam means Kipshuta that there's no Maisa. So what does it help to say that it's Shayach Al Yedei HaMaisa? Yeah, it's Shayach Al Yedei HaMaisa. But here you didn't do any Maisa. The Magen Mishnah said is only when you did a Maisa Zuta, he didn't do any Maisa. So Mela, we're not going to have any Teretz. So that's not going to be Miyashim Dekash. So maybe we could say a different Teretz. That the Rambam is L'shitasa. Because although, like we mentioned, the Gemara says, Karka Elam, and the Rishonim Haskin like that, L'halacha. But the Rambam in Uchzi Sidi HaTayr in Perakei, where he goes through the halachas of Kiddush Hashem, he does not bring Karkoilam. He doesn't say anything about Karkoilam. He doesn't say he's a chilek. Ishan the Isha. Is Bepshutay the Pshat is because Lamaisa in the Gemara, who says Karkoilam, it's Abaya. And Rava said a different answer. Rava said a teretz of Hanos Hatzman Shaini. So the Rishonim said he's no machlekes, but the Rava also has to hold of Karkoilam. But got the other kashas, Kamavu and Taisis Barichas over there. Fine. Al-Kapanim, that's what the Rishonim say. The Rambam Kinnira held, so he doesn't bring Karka Elam, Kinnira holds that it's Ochlek Sabai and Rava, and Hilchasaki Rava, we don't hold of Karka Elam. So mainly there's no Kasha. What's the Kasha? That the Rambam says that the Isha is like it's Lashem and Mais Karka Elam. No, he doesn't hold of it. It's not so pashut. Because L'chayra it's a Matthias. L'chayra the Matthias is that it's Karka Elam. The Matthias is treated into a Maisa. So, alright, so Hogel Vakasha. So what's Rava arguing? Teretz is Rava argues and he holds that the din is Yahogel Al Yavar, even B'Shav Al Taisa. If there's a Machlekes Abai in Rava, Kamachin Nirami Divi Harambam, L'chayr the Pshan, the Machlekes is not that they're arguing whether Gili Arois for an Isha is Karka Oilam, it's a Maisa or not. The Matthias is the Matthias. The Matthias is, there's no Maisa. So why is Rava not Nichol to say Karka Oilam Teretz? Because he holds that Yahogel Al Yavar applies even. When there's no ma'aseh, we're not handling Malkus, where there's a klal of lavshein b'ma'aseh and loikin, we're handling Yahog v'aliyavah. So Rava holds that the klal applies even by aim by ma'aseh, even by kaka, and that's l'chayr the pashat of pshat. Over there, so we don't have a teretz, because that's all very good to have Yahog v'aliyavah, but here we're talking about Malkus, and Malkus, the din is lavshein b'ma'aseh and loikin olav. So l'chayr, we don't have a teretz. But maybe we could say a different pshat in the Rambam. And Be'emes, the Achreinim will learn differently. The Asman the Reis of Klal Chof Dalad, and Chuvis of Shleim Eger, Chelik Beis, Mksavim Simulam and Aleph, and Ke'enze and Rebuch Baron Birkushmul Ksubisim and Zayin. Another way to learn the Rambam. The Hainu that the Rambam holds, at least Badas Rava, that it is a Maisa. That what the Isha does in Gilei Arayis is Taka a Maisa. Why? What's the Vart? The Vart is because the Gemara says a klal that Masasik B'chalom V'arayis is Chayev Shekei Nena. The Hainu that the Isser is the Hano, and she is being Nena. So even though there's very little physical movement, very little physical action in terms of the way we normally define Maisa, but over here the Maisa is the Vekta, she's getting Hano, a thus is the Maisa. That Maisa Koldahu, that Maisa Zuta, Machmas Hana Osa, that makes it a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. So that before Lav Sheyesh by Maisa, that's why Rava argues and he holds that it's Yarg Val Yav. And not like we said before, because he holds Yarg Val Yav even Meshav Al Tais. No, he holds this is considered Kumbasei. This is considered a Maisa. Ibazai, who Adin Lagami Malkus, will say that it's considered a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. That's why it's like in the love of Ram Lashitosei, that he does not hold of Karkai. That would seem to be a good Yishuv on the Rambam over here. We could say more than this. Another word that the Gemara says Karkoil. What does Karkoil mean? So Rashi says it means that she's not doing a Maisa. She's Nivellus. She's not doing it. It's being done to her. That's Taka what Rashi learns and other Rishonim. But there seems to be another derech in the Gemara, and that's the derech of the Shiltas in Parshas Va'era Shilta Membeis Amud Resh Samachay. The Shiltas state he brings the Gemara. Makshinin va'esta v'loy master nafshel l'ktala zakalei achashverish v'mafrik abaya. Gemara asks, and how was Esther gave herself over to achashverish? Was it ma'isa nefesh? V'mafrik abaya. Abaya answers, the Esther loy dam yilavei dezor l'chil shabbos. Esther is not like the cases we have to be ma'isa nefesh. Why? The noshim l'kach noitzru, because that's what noshim are for. K'shem shaharetz noitzar l'zriya v'lavei dbo kach isha noitzru l'beila. He says, he learns karka oilam doesn't mean that there's no maisa. He doesn't say anything about a maisa. He says, that's the tafkut of an isha. Just like the oritz is noitzar to be zayreya in it. V'lavayva kach isha noitzar l'b'ila. That's what the isha is for. And then the shulchan speaks through other teretz that he says a different teretz. Uncle Pana, but you see how he's explaining about his teretz of karka oilam. He doesn't say anything about him by maisa. And the nativ over here, in the Hamik Sha'ala, Sifkat Yudalid brings this out even more clearly. He says, V'laika Pirush Rashi Sha'ina Oysa Maisa. He brings the Aruch also says like Rashi. And he says, Rabbeinu Lainichalei Laimakei. The Esther Hoysa Kekfus Lufnari. The Shulchan didn't want to learn that she was laying there like Karka Oilam without doing anything. V'adai Hoya Achashverish Makbin also. Achashverish wouldn't have allowed that. Elohi Pirush Isha Noitzra Lusa. And then the Tziv says, Usvar Zu Eina Pshuta. The Shanaim Alain Pshuta. We don't even really know what it means. At least I don't know. I don't know exactly what it means. She's Noitzel Lekach. I don't know why that should have any bearing on whether it's Yarg Val Yav or not. But Akapanim, that is what the Shulz is learning. He's saying a different word. So Kum Dechais, yeah, it's like the Shulz is, that the Gemara never even said, even according to Abaya, that it's aimed by Maisa. So we could say, even Abaya is Maida, that it's Taki Yesh by Maisa. And Abaya is Maida, that would be considered a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa, and you wouldn't be like on it. The Gemara is saying a different Svar. The Gemara is saying a Svar, like Abi Yarg Val Yav, and it's just that since she's Noitzer Lekat, there's no Yarg Val Yav. Whatever the Svar is, the Shulchan has some other way of learning the Gemara. But not only like we said before, like the Badas Rambam, that Rava argues on Abaya. Even Abaya argues on what we thought Abaya holds. Abaya like Rashi is saying and by Maisa. Abaya the Shiltis, that's not what he's saying. If the Ramah like the Shiltis, the Kasha hates the Ganeshtah and Kushi make her less. Okay, so this is all what we were talking, the Nafkamina of everything is whether there's Malkus or not. Right, because it's definitely Asa for the Isha. The question is she like it? Right, the Gemara says Hishra causes the Isha, she's definitely Asa. Question is she like it? Okay, is there a Nafkamina Bizban Azah from all of this? Now there's no Bezin, there's no Malkus. So yeah, there is an afkamina. That is for an isha who was nechshelas in these yisurim. Does she become a pasul eid? Now you might ask me right away. What do you mean? An isha is not a pasul eidus. Yeah, but there's something called eidus isha, meaning for to be made that on an isha shemes baila. Then on that the halacha is that even an isha is kshayra, even an echad is kasher. Kibavur in Evan Ezra Simin Yud Zayin Tiv Gimel. So the question is this isha? This Isha who was Nichshel, these Yisurim, is she kshera leidus or psula leidus? What's this telling you? Because the halachis of chashim mishpatim alam adalts is based that a rasha is psula leidus. Rasha over there means somebody who was over a lapshi yesh by malchus. The light tamer don't say that means a theoretical malchus, because if it's the true over there brings from Nachrayim that if she's over lapsh, if the aid is over lapsh and by Maisa, that's called lapsh and by Malchus. So kum dechais, and now we want to know an Isha who was nichshol in these Surim, is it considered that she was over lapsh yesh by Maisa, or is it considered that she was over lapsh and by Maisa? So l'chayr would be totally in what we said. Although we just have to be mitzayin that in Ebenezer over there, in Yitzayin, Pesachuvus of Kot Yitzchaz brings a din whether it is a psul of somebody who is over Lavshish by Maisa, Lavshish by Malkus, by Edis Isha. In other words, just like you find that an Isha is Ksheir for Edis Isha, so Melodis, there would be a makom to say also that even a Rasha who was over alive would be cautious. It is din over there, Ainshom. But if you say that it's just like an Ish, and it's telling that, and whether it is Malchus, of Mela, the Shiloh over here would be, the Nafkmina of this din would be whether an Isha who was over these Isurim is Ksheir or Psula.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.